This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to help a large group of forgotten elderly Americans who lost their pensions many years ago through no fault of their own. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's hard to believe, but a large group of Americans fell through the cracks of our pension system many years ago, and they've been forgotten ever since. Until the 1970s, there was no real protection for workers' pensions. Men and women who worked hard all their lives and contributed in good faith to their employer's pension plan were often left in the cold when their firms went out of business. Congress changed all that in 1974 by creating the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation to spread the risk and prevent unfair loss of hard-earned pensions. The problem is that the reform was prospective, not retroactive. Workers who lost their pensions before 1974 were left unprotected. They number about 40,000 now, Al. It's long past time that they got the protection they deserve.
Ted, as per usual, you're penny wise and pound foolish. Instead of worrying about that number of people the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation never did cover, you should worry about the workers who have been steadily paying in so they won't lose any of their current benefits. Ted, many of those pensions that the PBGC is supposed to guarantee are terribly underfunded. The government might well be stuck with a $30 billion bailout, just like we got hammered with as to the savings and loan crew. But there is still some time for us to fix the problem here, Ted. If private companies must have some kind of guarantee for their pensions, then why not create a private firm which would charge regular commercial rates to make certain that no one gets stuck holding the bag, especially the taxpayers? Too sensible, huh? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the role the federal government should play with regard to wetlands. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.